Welcome to the final tour of the previously uncharted wilderness of women's healthcare. On this tour, we'll once again take to the water near the Menopause Peninsula. Feel how hot it is near those active volcanic plains. In nature's perfect way, these plains are surrounded by frigid waters chilled by icebergs. The women who live here can plunge in at will. You'll also notice how much higher the flow levels have become as they reach this southernmost tip of the subcontinent. Unpredictable menstrual flooding is common during a woman's midlife. Although the flow is turbulent, many aspects of menopause are predictable. Check out the clouds of generalized symptoms. Menopausal symptoms vary in the severity of suffering and how they manifest from person to person. They range from hot flashes, brain fog, hair loss or weight gain, to depression and sleeplessness. The emotional swings have led to disparaging labels of hysteria and equally cruel jokes. But the truth is, we really don't understand very much about the ever-changing hormonal current called menopause. Surgery, specifically hysterectomies, removal of the reproductive organs, is the most often recommended treatment for menopause. Hysterectomy is the second most common surgery for women. One in three women will have the procedure before the age of 60. Each year, doctors perform 600,000 hysterectomies. Yet, some question if these surgeries are the best approach. There has been little scientific research on the subject, even though every woman who lives long enough will experience menopause. In fact, it is very rarely even considered a health issue, though menopause's impact on productivity is extremely high. Next, we'll briefly sweep our craft around the Castle of Invisibility located on that small island ahead. Most of the gray hairs who inhabit this part of the continent have organized a community of wisdom and care. In fact, the caverns of ignorance are almost non-existent here. Can you feel the love in the air? We are just beginning to tap the powerful possibilities of supporting women in transition through normal hormonal changes. Look, over there, we're passing the aisles of intersectionality. Here, we recognize that individual identity is composed of overlapping markers. We are not the sum of how we are categorized, but rather a complex equation of our lived experiences. Turbulence is common in these straits. The outside world tries to define people and set the rules based on traditional categories, but each individual is unique and fits into many labels. Look off to the side of the boat and you'll see rushing currents of belief systems. The channel is constrained by solid rocks of self-determination and the desire to be treated equally with dignity and respect. These rocky islands are quite beautiful and disturbingly isolated. That big landmass off to your right is the western tip of the huge continent of XX. It is still uncharted, and it holds the key to how women's bodies work differently from men's. At the cellular level, these differences influence healthcare not specific to gynecology. We are just beginning to explore this land. Discoveries there promise significant improvements to quality of life and economic potential. That small island off to the left is the respite of quality healthcare. You can learn more about it in our tour of the subcontinent of obstetria. Oh, look! The clouds are clearing over the promised land, just up ahead. See the incredible lush vegetation. The abundance here is unlike anything we have elsewhere in gynecologia. In the promised land, healthcare is available to all citizens. Health decisions are made by women in consultation with their partners and healthcare providers. Legislators and courts stay out of healthcare decisions. As Rachel Carson said, in nature, nothing exists alone. In the promised land, comprehensive clinical studies and novel research involves all females, with the goal of understanding the impact of individual differences in lifestyle, socioeconomic factors, environment, and biological characteristics. This way, we can apply precise diagnosis, prevention, and treatment. We devote resources to study and advance medical breakthroughs for both common conditions and unique health concerns. Our whole person approach improves women's health outcomes, and we are already instituting new protocols and are driving adoption of medical, procedural, and policy changes. Our results are gaining greater worldwide recognition for innovative and sustainable intersectional solutions for all girls and women. I love guiding this tour to breathe in the hope of the promised land. Our greatest minds are working diligently and collaboratively to remedy women's healthcare and research gaps, their family care needs, their worth. It's all interconnected. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you gained some new insights about the complexities of women's reproductive systems and why investing in women matters. We have an enormous opportunity for greater understanding and more conversations. We invite you to share and talk with your family and friends about your learning journey, and we welcome your ideas on ways we can all make a difference in the worth of a woman. To learn more, visit us at www.worthofawomanidaho.com or www.theprovoiceproject.com.